Going to call the special common council meeting of March 23rd to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum of this properly noticed meeting. Please rise and join us with the Pledge of Allegiance to your left.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And once again, there is room up in front for those of you in the back. You won't get the collection plate first, so it doesn't hurt. It's been a crazy 3 weeks. Actually, it's been a crazy almost year with the Kayla's Crew Project. I thought long and hard about how I wanted to open the meeting, and I decided that rather than me give a speech, I just wanted to read you the vision statement for Kayla's Crew. Our vision is to enable all who have special needs to forget about the challenges that they're presented with daily while teaching others the value of friendship and compassion. Kayla's Crew envisions the playground as a platform for the community to embrace all abilities. Our hope is to foster life lessons that cannot be taught out of a textbook, but rather experienced firsthand with heart. Where we're at tonight, folks, is the council made a decision last Tuesday night that I object to. It's my legal duty and my obligation to do exactly what I did and issue a veto. It's a legal tool from which the executive branch can object to the action of the legislative branch. It's not a reflection on any individual or group. There are reasons that the executive branch may disagree with a legislative act, and I do. And I laid those out in my my veto letter as prescribed by law. So this is a legal proceeding, noticed properly, and documents are all in order. So with that, I don't really need to do this with this group, but I do it for every public hearing and citizen comment period. Please. 3 minutes, maybe, as much as you can, and be respectful. I read the mission statement. It's what's guiding me. With that, I will open the citizen comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on this matter? Any citizen wishing to speak? Please come forward, give your name and address. If you'd like, you can line up. Give us your name and address, please, for the record.
I'm John Rente. My address is 8235 West Coventry Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. Proud father of Kayla Runty, and I've not made it to many county council meetings because I'm a basketball coach and a softball coach on top of running a very complicated consulting practice. In my consulting business, I consult companies that struggle with maybe mergers and acquisitions, maybe major transformation projects. And what I do is I focus on the change. We focus on the value proposition. What's the value proposition of making any change? When you go through a merger and acquisition, there's winners and losers. But we all need to see the good aspects of moving forward. I think there's certainly a value proposition, not only in the mission, but when you look in the back of the room and you see those individuals that would benefit most from a playground like Kayla's Crew is putting forward. It's not about Kayla's Crew. It's not about the board of Kayla's Crew. It's not about my wife, Shelley. It's about those kids in the back of the room. So I hope that we can do something together and get it done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Runt. You know, usually, and I will tonight, request that we not do that. It gets to be a competition and it just drags the meeting out. Ma'am, please, your name and address.
My name is Jennifer Wilkham.
It'll come, Mary.
And my address is 7718 Willow Point Court. I live here, obviously, in Franklin, and I'd like you to know that not only do I fully support this playground being in our city, but I fully support Kayla's crew advisory board's right to have a preference on the location for this playground. Their requests relating to location specifics are not demands, but rather reality for many children with special needs and their families. They have consulted with experts since the beginning, special education teachers, occupational therapists, physical therapists, speech-language pathologists, classroom teachers, many of which are here tonight. I am requesting that you, our elected officials, put aside differences and we do this the right way. It will be a great thing, and our children will only benefit. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, please.
Hi, my name is Krista Lichterman. I live at 8731 West Willow Point Parkway. First and foremost, I'm speaking to all of you tonight as a mother of four children, ages 6.5 months to 13 years old. I am also speaking on a mother who has a son who has special needs and sensory issues that I deal with on a daily basis. I cannot say enough positive things about the staff at Ben Franklin Elementary School, where Charlie is in kindergarten and is thriving both academically and socially. I am also the proud mother of Alexis Lichterman, who at the age of 6 came home from kindergarten and asked me to have a play date with Kayla. I said, sure. I did not know Kayla or Shelley until I met them walking home from school. I spoke with Shelley and we exchanged phone numbers to set up a play date for Kayla. I asked her specifically how long could Alex stay because of Kayla's medical needs. She told me Kayla had never had a play date. Imagine that, your child never being asked to have a play date. I was surprised and saddened upon hearing that news. From that point forward, the girls had many play dates. One such play date was to the Imagination Station, all accessible and inclusive playground that's in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. As a mother, I was able to see firsthand the interaction between Alex and Kayla at the playground. It was amazing. Alex was able to help push Kayla's wheelchair up and down a ramp and over a bridge. She was able to take Kayla's hand and trace her hand with the alphabet board and tell her what the letters were and what they meant and tell her what things started with them. She was able to push Kayla in a swing. Lastly, they were able to play on the music table together. They were two little girls playing and having fun at a park. But the most important thing that I took home that day was my son Charlie finally had found a park that he could play at and enjoy without tripping and falling and not having fun. This park was made so he could run and be free and have fun. Climbing was made easy for him, and for me to finally see him do these things was wonderful. Charlie has gross motor issues and walk late, and we've not really found playgrounds until this time. I realize that this type of playground requires special features and considerations. It does, because it's helping bring children together who have special needs, while also including features for children who may not at one location where all can play. This is a playground for the community being built by the community. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Louise Bookman. I live at 4959 West Evergreen. I've lived in Franklin for the past 9 years. In my subdivision, I was the second person that moved in there. I do not want this park because it is going to disrupt the quality of my life. This is a residential neighborhood, and I'd like to keep it that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bookman.
Evening, I'm Lucy Moker, Franklin resident, 9914 West Margaret Lane. I've been a resident here probably for about 57 years.
Not possible.
It's very possible. Possible. Doug and I went to school together.
He could be 57.
I'm trying to point that out. I went to school here. I've sent my children to school here. I've come back, and I'm teaching in the district. I'm teaching the children of this district, and they have come back, and I'm teaching their children, and I work with the children that I taught. I consider this community my family, and I think I have a right to do that. Franklin has so many wonderful possibilities, and I've come here not so much to make a statement, as to ask questions as to why, as a family, as a community, we wouldn't open armed invite Kayla's crew to be a part of that community. And I think that some board members would argue that they have invited Kayla's crew. But the possibilities that were put forth to Kayla's crew, my husband and I took a drive to Fremming Park, and Fremming Park is, I mean, all the facilities look wonderful, but as we walked through Fremming Park, the road is probably 5 feet above the property that was proposed. Now, you could build that property up, but then there's a culvert, but then you'd have to build, I guess, a restraining wall or something because there's a creek or a culvert. I don't know that you could even put a tennis court into that piece of property. We took a drive over to, we passed Legend Park, and I think that that's an obvious property that's not going to work because of the sounds and the traffic. And I understand how things change, but I wonder why the people in the area of Evergreen have not made some objections when they saw what was going in already. This is a massive piece of property with a basketball court and tennis courts and soccer field and all accessible walkways, which would be well used by the Kayla's crew facility. But the traffic that's going to be there is not going to be primarily, even if it becomes a regional park. It's an example for other communities. I think that our children are our greatest resource, and this is an opportunity to welcome our children and to show our children what we are. Who are we as a community and what our goals are? I have another question. And that would be to Kayla's crew. Do you not look at possibly John Hermes in Greendale? And that's out. Because I know that they would welcome us. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? One, two,
three. I'm Kate Bogadies, 4050 West Minnesota Avenue. I'm here as Leah's mom and also the president of the QRSMA Wisconsin chapter. This playground obviously needs to be built. We've been rallying around this with this community for so long, trying to raise the money. We personally would prefer PV because the first time ever my daughter would be able to go to a playground on her own with her friends that she could actually play at. She goes over to Pleasant View a lot with the neighbor kids, but all she can do is drive around on the pavement. She can't go on the mulch to play. And she would be able to access the park on her own with her friends like any other kid. And that, to us, is huge. I work with a lot of families in the area with special needs, and they would love to have a park nearby for them to access with their children as well. A lot of these kids are nonverbal, trait dependent. They're not there to cause a ruckus. They're not there to make trouble. They're there to play like any other child.
There was a kid named Bennett at the school, and if he built it behind the fire department, if the sirens went off, he would go crazy.
Thank you, Leah. You'll have your part pretty soon, no matter what. Anyone else? Please.
Hello, my name is Jenna Zab, and I live at 5024 Evergreen Street. I just wanted to come today to bring a little bit of insight into the location of Evergreen Street. I'm an educator myself, and I certainly appreciate and respect the opinions of the educators that came to do the survey. I did want to know if they had tested, though, when the quarry was going off, and also when the tornado sirens were going off. I have a small daughter. I'm here as a mother. She's one. And both of those factors have woken her up from more naps than I would like to remember. But I also have real concerns about the infrastructure of the street. For those of you that have any familiar with the street, it is very close to the high school. I think that's a great thing, but it's impossible to turn left out of Evergreen Street at 7:15 in the morning to 2:45 in the afternoon and any kind of football or game. And I see that as being a real hazard to the people to the kids that come to play at Kayla's Crew, as well as to the children on my street. And I really want to be on the record and reiterate that I think this is a wonderful resource. I can't wait to have it in Franklin, but I think that there really are some deep concerns. I questioned whether or not to come here today, but the reason that I am here is that I have a daughter. I'm really worried about her safety. I'm really worried about the 8 other children that live on Evergreen Street and what it would do to that very small street to have the infrastructure. I think building at Evergreen Street is really going to limit the potential of this park, as well as cause damage, potential damage to the visitors of the park, as well as the children on Evergreen Street. So I can't wait to see this park, but I really think that as a resident, I can offer some insight into what it's really like to live there.
Thanks, Ms. Stock. Anyone else? I know the answer to that question.
Hello, my name is Tammy Comforti. I live at 7906 25th Court in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I am the founder and president of the Kenosha Dream Playground Project. We are an organization that is bringing the first fully inclusive, accessible playground to Kenosha. I have been working on the project for the past 2.5 years in my community. I am not here as a representative of Kayla's Crew, nor am I here to take sides or to tell people what to do. The statements I have prepared are strictly my own opinion that I wanted to share with you today. I am here to support the need for inclusive, accessible play for children of all abilities. My organization has experienced a parallel situation, and the Dream Playground was relocated out of our desired location after it had been fully researched and dedicated. At that time, we worked extensively with our city officials and our community stakeholders to find a solution so that the project could continue moving forward. Keep in mind that this project should be bringing people together, regardless of their race, their religion, their gender, their social economic status, and their political affiliations or alliances. It should not further any political agendas off the backs of people with special needs. It is a time for you to take off your political hats and simply to do the right thing, to band together, leaving the baggage behind, and do what is right for these children. Some of these children have no voice, and people with special needs have been unintentionally discriminated against when these things like this project have been planned in the past. Projects like Kayla's Crew are changing that for a better community for everybody. Please take a moment and reflect on this, and how this community playground and what this community playground will mean to people with special needs. I would like to make the following recommendations so that Kayla's Crew can move forward with the project to reach the ultimate goal, which is to complete the project so that children of all abilities can play together in an inclusive, accessible environment. I urge everyone to go back to the table with an open mind and explore a multitude of potential locations within the city parks that are maintained by the City of Franklin. Evaluate each potential location with a new list of pros and cons, keeping in mind all the cost factors and the accessibility factors and the families that will be using this playground. Do this in a timely manner so that the project can meet its projected date for design and for the community build. In closing, I would like to share our slogan from Kenosha. It is, "Can we build it? Yes, we can." My hope is that everyone in Franklin comes together to make Kayla's Playground a beautiful, magical place for children in honor of her memory. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And by the way, thanks for the snow. It came from Kenosha.
Hi.
Good evening. My name is Peter Rajanovich. I reside with my wife and one-year-old daughter at 4981 West Evergreen Street. And I'm here today not to talk about any opposition to this project in general. It's a great thing that this community needs to do. We need more unique things like this in Franklin. We have, more land than just about any other municipality in the county. but I'm here mainly to speak about, and not just for personal gain, about the safety of placing it and the infrastructure on at the end of West Evergreen Street. The street right now is 40 feet long until you get down to the turnaround, where it narrows significantly. There's also no planning for a secondary road to come out of there in any way to maybe get out by Pleasant Valley View School. And there's also no real where place for a bus to turn around down there. I took a walk down there this weekend with my daughter in her stroller, and that roundabout is very small. So I'm not sure what the plans would be for something like that. Additionally, I know it is a massive property, as before mentioned, with lots of things like tennis courts, which would have to be ripped up and relocated to the tune of $50,000. But also, they're not meant to be regional attractions. There's to be a sports field there for the neighborhood kids to come play at, tennis for the neighborhood kids to play at, or anybody in Franklin that wants to, but not something that, you know, is advertised to lead to this large amount of traffic. South 51st Street, as my neighbor Jenna talked about before, is quite busy at many points of the day, like she mentioned. That could lead to a lot of backups on South 51st Street. There's a lot of residents there between Drexel and Rawson that also have small children that need to be taken into account. So I would ask that you please vote to overturn the mayor's veto and consider a different site, and preferably not the one at Pleasant View because of all the fire station there as well. I was woken up at 2 in the morning Friday night, Saturday morning, by the sound of the sirens. I know that was a huge concern that was talked about at length at the previous meeting. My daughter's been woken up from naps, and that fire station, as also brought up last meeting, has a north-facing exit for the trucks, and when it's loud, it goes directly into that field, which is, I believe, exactly two blocks north of there. I know there's a little bit of trees and everything, but that could be very harmful. So for that, I ask that you folks consider the council and mayor a site other than Pleasant View Park. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good evening. My name is Scott Gordon. I live at 5204 46th Avenue in the city of Kenosha. I am here as an advocate for inclusive, accessible play, not only in Franklin, but in the state of Wisconsin. I currently serve as an elected official in Kenosha as the alderman of the 11th District, and I serve on numerous committees, including the chairman of our city's Parks Department. I also serve as a volunteer on the Kenosha Dream Playground Project, as I have served on that since its inception, and now the co-chair of the Year of the Build, which will happen this year in Kenosha by our community. I've been following for the last week, after the meeting on the 17th, what is going on here in Franklin, and I'm kind of saddened by what I've read on the Franklin Online Edition, with the top nine stories all being about the selection of the site for Kayla's crew. Most of it is very negative. Most of it appears to be political access to be ground, public backbiting. And from what I've read, there's a knight in shining armor waiting to come save the day on this playground. All of these political maneuvers is not accomplishing anything except casting a negative light on a wonderful grassroots community effort and project, Kayla's crew. I would ask that it's time to take off the political hats and take politics out of the decision-making process in this matter. Please consider respecting the value of all the stakeholders' opinions and move away from any we versus them mentality. I ask that the heels are dug in to take them out of the mud. Take a short pause to chart a better course and plan in a productive, timely manner ways to move the project forward. Keeping in mind the importance of this playground being built in a city of Franklin Park by members of the Franklin community. If you have to, find a location that satisfies Kayla's Cruise Committee, city officials, area residents, and other stakeholders. Encourage everyone to be included in the process and to seek out and respect the recommendations from experts in the field who deal with the much-needed accommodations necessary for people with special needs to be included. Please keep in mind that ADA compliant does not equate to guaranteed accessibility. By coming together for the common good, we will be able to send a clear message to the citizens of the city of Franklin and provide an enormous sense of community pride and ownership that this playground will be built by the community on time. I would like to invite each of you that sit in front of me today, as well as everybody in the audience, to come to Kenosha September 8th to the 13th and participate in our community build. Use it as a dress rehearsal for Kayla's crew. It will definitely be a life-changing experience for everyone. I do ask tonight, before you make your votes, to please pause, step back, and ask yourself if the votes that you will be casting tonight is the best choice for the community, and in particular, the families and children with special needs. I wish you all a very good and productive meeting tonight, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Alderman. And how come you get it a week before us?
Excuse me?
September 20th is our build date.
We have the same designers, play by design.
And that's why it's September 20th. Next. By the way, the folks in the back, there are seats up in front. Thanks.
My name is Jocelyn Borzik, 2827 East Koenig in St. Francis. I don't live here. I'm friends with Tammy. I'm friends with Shelly. I'm trying to spearhead a playground of this nature in St. Francis. And you guys need to understand that this is a lot of work. It's a lot of work for moms who are working, who take time out of their kids' lives to have committee meetings, fundraise, go to meetings like this, take time out of their personal lives, and it's a lot of work, it's a lot of stress, it's a lot of dedication, and you need to understand that programs like this are needed in communities like Franklin, Kenosha, St. Francis, and when there's issues like I've been reading here in Franklin, it makes people like me and Shelly and Tammy probably not want to start something like this probably in another city. I think other cities need more moms and dads like us to have a lot more playgrounds like this throughout Wisconsin and the United States, because there are a lot of children who aren't able to play and play with neurotypical children. Our thing is what we do is everyone plays. That's our little hashtag, and it's really important for us. I have a child who is a shaken baby with traumatic brain injury, and he has friends in wheelchairs who can't swing on swings. And the alderman from Kenosha is absolutely right. Just because you have an ADA swing doesn't mean your 150-pound child in a wheelchair can get in that swing and swing. There needs to be playgrounds like Kayla's crew, like the Kenosha Dream Project, and ours in St. Francis, where kids can play and work together and integrate with each other. It's vital for these children. And I really would like the citizens to understand that, you know, we're not trying to make this a regional great America per se. We just want places where our kids can play together and just be normal, or whatever normal is to them, and just so they can play together. Thank you
very much, and good luck.
Hello, good evening. I'm Michelle Sherman. I live at 7527 South 73rd Street. I'm here representing my family, my two daughters, who are 9 and 10, and students at Ben Franklin, as well as representing the 1,300 clients that I work with every day through the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I am the executive director for the Southern District for MDA, and as an ambassador for those clients to speak about the value and the needs for inclusivity, accessibility, and the opportunities to play. On behalf of the parents that I represent, they say thank you for doing your due diligence to ensure that this is cost-effective and accessible for our community. And I truly am here as an advocate and as a friend of Kayla's crew. What this has taught me as a community resident, what this has taught my children about sharing and celebrating differences goes far beyond this vote today. But truly, thank you for doing your due diligence. And as I'm here tonight and hearing all of you, it sounds like we're all supporting this, just looking for the best possible site to ensure that kids have that accessibility and inclusivity. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your work.
is Kristen Susidic, and I'm a Franklin resident residing at 8705 West Willow Point Parkway. I speak tonight as a parent, a proud citizen of Franklin, and a special education teacher. I am a very enthusiastic supporter of Kayla's group. When I heard of the veto and the events that brought this evening to light, I went and visited all three park sites. One of them is very close to my house, the Lions Legend Park. And I really took what I thought was due diligence as a resident and a citizen to think what would be the best fit. The Lions Legend Park is a great space. It's really nice. I love being that close to the Franklin Fest for the 4th of July. I think it's wonderful. I am concerned, though, with the very close proximity of the fire department. That is a reality for children that I work with every day, being close to a facility that generates that much noise. I also went to Framing Park, and I have participated in many civic events at Framing Park, family events and things of that nature. And that site needs a lot of work to become a playground that would meet the needs for all children. That work costs a lot of money. And there's an extra red tape hassle because it's county-owned land. It's not city-owned land. So when I went to see the Pleasant View site, I drove by and thought, this of the three sites is ideal. It's flat land. It's ready to be developed. We have funds waiting with Kayla's crew. We have equipment. We have volunteers ready and willing to move forward. We have a wide street. We have water and sewer access. I just think that given the three options, the Pleasant View location is the best choice, as it meets the space needs, the financial needs to be fiscally conservative, and the desires of the community. And the greater community of Kayla's crew is 1,700 plus supporters of that organization, as well as many proud citizens who enjoy the events that Kayla's crew sponsors. We have a common vision that was never political. And so now is not the time to start.
Thank you very much. Former Taylor, would you please come forward, give us your name and address?
Sure.
For the record, please.
Tom Taylor, 7014 Elroy Court, Franklin, Wisconsin. I came down here for a couple of reasons. One in particular was I want to applaud the Common Council for continuing the fight to bring an all-inclusive playground facility for all of the children of Franklin, including those that are disabled. Many of you know that I have a retarded brother that's gone to Goodwill for many years, and I've been very active in trying to help the disabled for many, many years. And so when Shelley came forward with this idea, I was very, very supportive of it. In fact, we were at Whitlow Park at Bernard Tampa Gardens at the fundraisers for this. I think I introduced her to Mike Zimmerman, who's here tonight, to see if we could build the playground over at The Rock. There were some complications with that. I see Fred Knipple, who was on the Plan Commission, as well as Alderman Schmidt, that was on the Plan Commission, advocated for rezoning of the land so the Victory of the Lambs could be put in place, with the caveat that Kayla's crew would be built on that site. I talked to Mayor Olson earlier, I think this week. I was surprised, quite frankly, to find out that you're still discussing the playground, because I thought that the playground was going to be built on that location. End of story. Happy ending. Everybody's wonderful. Franklin does another great thing. Terrific. Let's applaud everybody. I'm also hearing tonight that I think there's this misunderstanding by a lot of people here tonight that the council, or members of the county council, somehow are against this playground. That's so far from the truth. It's beyond belief. They are doing everything they possibly can to get the playground built, but they also have a financial responsibility to their constituents. And based on what I heard on the tapes, when you started looking at the site out by Highway 36, it involved road access off 36, involved a shelter, and I think you're getting around the $1.3 million range for a park facility, which originally was supposed to be built on private land. Now, how that changed, I really don't know. The last piece of this is that, according to the agenda, I believe your first order of business will be whether you are going to sustain the mayor's veto or if you're going to reject it. Before you do so, I would ask that someone from the council ask the city attorney, what is the result if the mayor's veto is sustained? Because as I understand it, while people think that there is the Pleasant View Park is in play, it is not, and there has never been a motion to that effect. In fact, my understanding is none of this has gone before your Parks Commission. So if the veto is sustained, my understanding is there's nothing on the table. There is no playground that's going to be built. But I would ask the city attorney to ask the city attorney to clarify that issue. It's, I think it's paramount. And the last piece is, I looked at the staff report. I see that there are 30 sites that were studied. There is a park, St. Martin's Park, that's currently under the jurisdiction of the Franklin School District. That might be a great site for looking at the playground. As the former mayor, I was approached by many citizens about the bad conditions of that park, the playground, the asphalt coming up, swings not being in order, things of that nature. To me, it's got restroom facilities, it's got a little hall, and it's right next door to a school. So that might be one of the areas that you might want to look at. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Your three-minute clock was the same as everybody else's.
Well, I've been noticing how that varies.
Mr. Lucky, name and address, please.
Jim Lucky, 4925 West Oak, Rawson Avenue. Chance to speak after this distinguished mayor here. I too have a sister that was cerebral palsy, was born with. And I have to tell you, going back, this is in the 50s and the 60s, there wasn't much help for my parents raising a special needs person, as we call it now. I distinctly remember my mother having to take me and another sister across town, streetcar, bus, for her to get therapy, for her to learn how to speak, learn how to talk. And so there was a lot of challenges back then. And when this the playground idea came up, I was greatly fascinated by it because I started thinking about what it would have been like to have something like this for my sister. I remember us going to Humboldt Park in Milwaukee, and it was hard to do anything. You couldn't put her on a swing because it really wasn't safe. Tried to get her up on the ladder, on the slide, and, well, that wasn't safe either. Now, today my sister Janice is 62 years old and doing well, and adult special needs is still difficult, as children's special needs has been. And nothing's changed. The government has cut back on a lot of stuff. I really appreciate what efforts that families go through, because I still do today. It's a daily thing with me, with my sister. But that all said, I feel the best site is Roaming Park, and I've got several reasons for that. It has good access off of 51st Street. I actually believe it does have plenty of room to put this playground in. It's a very quiet park. I walk the old Leap Trail frequently, so I get there, and I think that's really kind of an underutilized park, and I think it would bring a lot to bring this playground there. Quiet, that's another thing that we, different residents on Evergreen, have talked about, the sirens, and yes, They take off from the north on 51st Street, and it is definitely very loud. I live on 51st and Rawson, so I see that, and it is an open area, but the noise will be a factor that you won't have with roaming. I know it's owned by the county, but I don't think see it a big deal about getting a simple lease agreement. I think we have three Milwaukee County representatives here in Franklin, and I'm sure they could get it to the County Park Commission and work that out. So anyway, this is great for the city. And thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lucky.
Casper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. I don't believe there's anybody in the city of Franklin that is against this project. I've heard the pros and cons that people are misunderstanding what is being said, what has been happening between the council and the mayor. And even I believe that when the mayor vetoed this particular site, it was the site itself, not the project. And so I would encourage the council and the mayor to work together on this thing, because it is the mayor who is in the position to lead this thing. And just because he vetoed this does not mean he's not leading, because he has thoughts of his own, and he has an absolute right to veto a project that the council passes. So I would ask you all to work together, and let's stop fighting. Let's get this thing done, because, as I said, I don't believe there's anybody in this room. Let me expand that a bit. I don't believe there's anybody in the city of Franklin that would be against this project. So let's get it done.
Thank you, Mr. Green. I'm going to ask the city attorney to address the question, the rhetorical question by the former mayor regarding the net impact, or what's the effect of sustaining the veto or overriding.
Last Tuesday, the Common Council took action to proceed with the development of Kayla's Playground at Fleming Park, subject to Milwaukee County approval. If there were no veto, that would be the direction that city staff would be proceeding. The mayor vetoed that particular action, which means that it's brought back to the Common Council, and the Common Council, again, has to vote on the subject matter. What the state statutes and the local ordinances require is four votes to what's commonly called override the mayor's veto. So the action was to proceed with the development involving Fleming Park site. The mayor vetoed that. There's a motion that's been submitted in the agenda packet to the council members, which says a motion to proceed with the Fleming Park site, notwithstanding the objections of the mayor. There are four votes in favor of that particular motion, and the mayor's veto is overridden, and the site selection remains at Fleming Park, and that's how staff proceeds accordingly.
Alderman Williams.
Could we have the city attorney address the second motion as the backup motion made by the council? And that was, if the county couldn't move quick enough or it couldn't happen, that there was the motion to go to Legend Creek with sound barriers that was discussed, if that was a problem. So two scenarios, sustaining or overriding.
Mr. City Attorney.
I understood that action to be subsequent to the motion selecting Fleming, and if Fleming is no longer the selection, I believe that secondary motion was contingent on that, and there's room for debate on that interpretation, but I think it was secondary with the understanding that Fleming Park is the primary site.
So wouldn't we have to rescind that first motion? It doesn't really go away, because the problem with the county issue, it's not much different whether we change that or the motion is still there. So I guess it's sort of, to me, it's like, you know, the framing is the frosting on the cake, the second motion alleging is the cake underneath. You remove the first motion and the other motion is exposed. And then you come in with another motion and put it back on top of it, the legend creek. I just was wondering how that legend creek one just goes away. Or the legend part, sorry.
I think a practical interpretation of primary site selection being vetoed, and if the veto is sustained following action by the common council, then that primary site is no longer there, and I think that opens the door for further consideration. I understand there was a second action taken that said if Milwaukee County ultimately with the city does not resolve whatever's needed to develop framing, that then the second choice would be Lions Edge Park. But I think the door is open when the primary site selection is done.
So let me give it to you in plain English. Jesse does great. He is an attorney. I only play one alternate Tuesday right now. The net effect, if the veto is sustained, that means three members agree that it ought to be vetoed. The net effect is, and we'll talk about this in a few minutes after the citizens get done speaking, but the net effect is now we have the list again. And it can be added to, it can be subtracted from, it's all back on the table. So, my view of that secondary motion is if you pick the right motion and a right park under a sustained veto, then we don't have to worry about the second motion. That's my goal. Hi, this is Citizens Comment Period. Sorry for the digression. I thought it important that you at least hear the city attorney. Hello, familiar face. Name and address for record, please.
Terry Rosa, 3851 West Coast. I think we're all for Kayla's Drew. I can't imagine why anybody would be against this project. But I have a very important point to make. All you people with Kayla's Drew have spent years and hundreds of thousands of dollars making an investment that needs to go in the right place. And if all stones are not turned over, no matter what you might think you don't want to find under that stone, you haven't done your job. And I have to say, Pleasant View Park is not appropriate. It has a siren. It has high explosives going off across 51st Street. How many times a day? I don't know. I don't live there, but I hear it's really not a good place to live if you came there not understanding that was happening. And it has another fire station. And it was a neighborhood park. If this facility is built there and generates traffic that's too much or too unsafe for that street, the city might have painted itself in a corner with spending up to $1 million on a secondary access road. Plus, we've already spent $50,000 on a tennis court. Now, whose money is this? Everybody behind me that lives in Franklin, it's our money. I want this thing done right. I think the council action was appropriate. We need to look at all sites. We don't have to look at them one at a time. We can look at three or four at the same time. We have to discover whether Fremont Park is correct. If it's not, we've got Lions Legend. We've probably got a couple other sites, but definitely not Pleasant. I'm an environmental scientist. I've been doing environmental impact statements for 25 years, and that's a very important phrase to remember. Irretrievable commitment. You guys can't go back and get your money back, take that playground equipment and move it somewhere else. You've got to make sure that where this goes is correct for the entire community. And sometimes you get answers you don't like. And sometimes other people get answers they don't like, but I'm sure we can come together and do this. There's a lot of other things that have been built in 4 or 5 months that are a great deal more complex than this. So I encourage the council to overturn the veto so that all sites can be looked at correctly and make the right decision. And I'm giving you my opinion that Pleasant View is certainly not the right thing. So thanks for your time.
Thank you, but I do have to comment. The veto is overturned, then no sites get looked at. It's moving forward with framing. Just to be clear. Any other citizen wishing to speak?
Point of order.
There is no point of order in a citizen's comment period. You can ask to have the floor. Would you like the floor?
I would like the floor to correct the statement. He said that...
Alderman Welton.
The statement was that if the veto is overridden, that there is nothing on the table. This is incorrect. The mayor has a meeting on Wednesday to meet with Milwaukee County. Legend Park, that would make two sites. If it's overridden, two sites are up for discussion. And there's nothing that prevents this council to have a special meeting on the Thursday after the mayor meets with the county and put any other site back on the table if you want it. So please don't let that sustaining and overriding confuse you. It's not, as he suggested, there will be two parks right now. There are two parks under that original motion that stay with an override. Those go away if we do the sustaining. So I want to make that clear.
Okay, back to the citizens' comment period.
My name is Bill Frank. I live at 4980 West Evergreen Street. Over the past few days, I've spent a lot of time walking through the neighborhood, talking with my neighbors on Evergreen Street and in the surrounding area. There are many concerns over the hasty manner in which our area has been considered for the playground site without proper planning. But one thing is clear, there is very strong support from the kind and compassionate residents in the Evergreen Street neighborhood for the Kalis Playground Project. Not a single person that I spoke to was dismissive of the Kalis Crew organization and their mission. I recognize and respect the emotional element that is involved with this project. Everyone that I spoke with was very sympathetic towards the desire to see this playground come to fruition in a timely manner. As I attended last Tuesday's meeting, I observed the decision-making process for selecting the site of Kalis Playground. The mayor's veto of that decision did not surprise me as much as what was stated in his veto. The mayor uses the word disregard many times in his veto. In my opinion, what is really being disregarded is the hard work and effort put in by the aldermen to make the right decisions. I urge you to vote to overrule the mayor's veto and move forward with the development of Kalis Crew Playground at Fremen Park. There are many good reasons why this site was chosen as a primary. There are also many good reasons why Lions Legend was chosen as an alternate site by a 4-1 vote. And clearly, the aldermen believe that an expansion and redesign of Pleasant View is not the right choice. As you may recall, Pleasant View was motioned by Alderwoman Evans. The motion died with no other alderperson seconding the motion. Pleasant View never even came to the vote. If for some reason the veto is sustained, then it seems logical that the alternate site would then become the primary. Logic would dictate that if the first site is not viable for whatever reason, then the alternate site now becomes the primary. With county approvals no longer standing in the way for the alternate site of Lions Legend, which is the city park, and with the city engineers addressing the fire station noise concerns at that location, then the project at the Lions Legend Park should also be able to proceed forward as soon as possible. It is important to note that there is no resident opposition at Lions Legend. Kalis Playground would be welcomed there, so there is no concern about any delays. However, if for some reason Pleasant View is chosen, there is a strong feeling that some of the residents of Evergreen Street may be prepared to challenge the decision based on some of the following outstanding issues that have not been addressed. Need for a traffic impact study, need for a park commission recommendation under park commission authority under state statute, need for calculation of additional impervious surface, questionable movements with regards to going against comprehensive master plan of the city, lack of public disclosure, and finally, the need for another access road. Residents on 49th Street or Victory Creek subdivisions that may be affected by the need for an additional access road are not being told that a regional destination will likely create a need for one. And also another additional point is that there's very low visibility of Pleasant View Park versus Fremen Park or Lyons Legend Park. So it's important when you have a regional destination like this for people to have be able to find it easily and have good visibility to that site. It is important to state for the record that not a single attempt has been made to address the valid concerns of the residents in order to make Pleasant View site work. What about more parking? No. Area for buses queuing? No. Additional access road? No. None of these issues have been addressed. I understand the urgency of meeting a project deadline. In the short run, it may be tempting to want to hastily cut and paste the playground into an area that is clearly not ready for it and with no solid plan to make it work. But in the long run, I can't think of anything that would be more disrespectful to the legacy of this project than to haphazardly select a site that could cause big problems for the area due to lack of planning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. Anyone else wish to speak? Now, don't look at each other and say, should I? Come on, anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Ms. Runton, name and address, please.
My name is Shelley Runton. I live at 8235 West Coventry Drive. Kalo's crew and its mission has always been to bring community together. Never did we dream it would be in this moment. It is unclear to us how a playground that has been near unanimous support in the community can lead to this much controversy. My only hope for tonight is that we can put aside the politics and focus on what is right and just for our city as a whole. We are scheduled to build Kalo's Playground in September this year, and our designers are awaiting land details and information. If at all, our ignorance in city politics and city policy has contributed in any way to this reaching this point, we apologize. We are just citizens who just want to build a playground. On March 3rd, we were asked by the Common Council to open our minds to look at additional land options within the city of Franklin. We set aside our emotional connection to Victory of the Lamb Church and reviewed our mission statement and looked critically at all the sites that were placed before us and gave feedback. Believe me, it was tough to step away from our neighbors at Victory of the Lamb, who once welcomed our playground with open arms. But we felt it was only right to be fiscally responsible not only to our supporters, but also to the city of Franklin. At the end of the day, Pastor Ben supported us in our newfound love of another city park, Pleasant View. We came into that Common Council meeting feeling like that was our compromise, our meeting halfway. Over the past week, we have continued to do research over the three options. We simply cannot support building a playground at Lyons Legend since it will be located right behind the fire station. Due to the loud decibels of the sirens coming out from the fire station and physically hearing them, we recognize that many people sensitive to sound could have a startle reaction, which could lead to another health issue, including seizures. It was proposed that a sound barrier be placed between the station and the playground. To see if this was a viable option, we contacted the Wisconsin DOT and spoke with Jay Waldschmidt, who is a noise and air quality engineer, who explained that a barrier wall would not effectively help the sound coming from the fire trucks. We have concerns about Fremen Park due to the fact that it was not owned by the city of Franklin. We have no confidence or guarantees that the schedule that we have committed to with Play by Design can be adhered to with any further delays with working with an additional layer of government, which operates within its own process. We also have reservations to the location on Fremen. The intended plot on Fremen has a playground close to 51st Street, a very busy road, and hazardous to young children, and it needs a lot of work. What we like about Pleasant View is it has 24 acres, and it's owned by the city of Franklin. It has infrastructure in place. It has proposed amenities. There's money budgeted for a pavilion. And it needs a playground, and we have one. It has an accessible trail, and it's all ready to be built. Now, as each of the other locations have objections, we know there are objections to Pleasant View as well. The biggest objection has been the concern of traffic for the 13 homes located on Evergreen Court or Evergreen Street. The road leading up to the park site. We listened to the concerns and reached out to the neighbor on Evergreen Street and received some feedback. We also reached out via phone to residents living on the blocks, the residential area leading up to both Possibility Playground in Port Washington and Imagination Station, and asked them what their experience with traffic has been. They made no indication of high traffic. In fact, one gentleman had said that the high school has more traffic than the playground, and they were delighted to have the playground near them. Another objection is the noise from the fire station and the connection to our concern with Lyons Legend. We continued on with research and connected with experts on sound who assured us that the noise level at Pleasant View would be much less than Lyons Legend. Finally, the third main objective to Pleasant View is the tennis courts that would need to be moved. This is also a concern on other sites with pre-existing amenities that need to be moved as well. We are not politicians. We are everyday people trying to bring an inclusive playground to a city that can be inspired by the playground each and every day. We have always been open and transparent with the council, city, and all of our supporters. Our goal has not changed. We offer an all-inclusive, all-accessible playground to be built on at a city, Franklin City Park. We have looked at all the options presented to us with an open mind, flexibility, and keeping in mind what is best for the 35,000 residents of Franklin, as well as Kayla's playground. Though not perfect, we thought we found an excellent site. We did what we were asked to do, have an open mind. It was very easy for us to see Pleasant View as the most optimal site. Acting in good faith, we did not expect the barriers presented before us. It was never our intention to cause even a minor disturbance within the city. With the best intentions, we have done what we were instructed to do, and we look forward to moving ahead with this project. Please make a decision tonight based on what you feel is the best for Kayla's crew, as well as our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Brown. Anyone else? Anyone else for name and address, please, for the record.
7439 Harwood Avenue.
Can we have your name again?
Amanda Mix.
Thank you.
I live in Wauwatosa. I may not live in Franklin, but I spend most of my time in this community. I have been a first grade teacher at Ben Franklin Elementary for 4 years now. We've all sat here and we've heard Shelley talk about how she's wanted to unlock what was being taught and experienced in Ben Franklin and open that up to the community. I'd like to help you experience what it is she's trying to unlock. Looking back, any teacher can say their first year of teaching is an eye-opening experience, but mine changed my life. Having a degree in special education, I was told I'd have all the students with special needs in my class, and I was honestly so excited. I feel these students bring a dynamic that cannot be taught, but one specific little girl educated my class more than I ever could. Kayla Renty was a 7-year-old girl with cerebral palsy. She was nonverbal and confined to a wheelchair. I remember the moment she arrived on Open House, her family by her side. Each of them were glowing with smiles, pushing Kayla in, and Kayla's eyes were moving around the room, taking in all the commotion. Pretty quickly into the school year, Kayla's attendance began to decline. It was very uncomfortable for her to be out of bed and in her wheelchair, and she seemed to catch one illness after another. Although it was hard to have her out of school, I was in absolute awe of how well my students handled it with complete empathy. When she was unable to make it into school, my students always made sure they made an extra project for me to send home to her so she never felt like she was left out. When she was going to be in school, I had to prepare my students ahead of time because otherwise they'd be so excited they would swarm her the second she walked in. So we had to make a plan so that they each got to sit next to her and spend time with her during her valuable time with us. Kayla's mom, Shelley, created Kayla's crew when Kayla was young, and now these kiddos were all a part of the crew, and they took pride in that. Kayla never spoke a word. She never spoke a word, but she built stronger relationships with her peers than some of her classmates did. She never spoke a word, but she taught compassion more than I ever could. She never spoke a word, but she showed everyone that we each have our own goals to achieve, and we support each other's goals, big or small. She never spoke a word, but she was truly the glue to our school family. Leaving for summer is never easy, but with this group, it was more. Leaving for summer was leaving our crew. And on August 13th, 2012, Kayla passed away. With students coming back to school soon, I had to call each and every family to let them know that Kayla would not be returning. And that was obviously the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But after Kayla's passing, the Renty family decided to use Kayla's crew to do something positive for the community. They decided they were going to help build an all-accessible, all-inclusive playground for people of all abilities. Shelly went to work hand-making butterfly barrettes with ribbon and a glue gun. The word inspiring cannot even touch upon Shelly Renty. Her kindness, beauty, and selflessness has me awestruck on a daily basis. She's doing this not only in memory of her daughter, but because of the life lessons she learned from her. And as I said, Kayla never spoke a word, but she showed everyone that we each have our own goals to achieve, and we support each other's goals, big or small. That's what we're doing here, supporting this big goal of ours. To have this in your city, your community, your neighborhood, should be viewed as a blessing. We are giving our youth the opportunity to see past the physical and get to know the true character in people through play, and that's a gift. I never had to teach a lesson on how to interact with Kayla. I never had to do a lesson on bullying people who are different from us or teach them how to form a bond with her. The staff at Ben Franklin showed that through their actions, and the students followed and embraced those differences in one another. I'm just here to ask that we take a moment to look at the big picture of this project, to think about why we are here and its precious worth to our community. We're not saying that anyone is against this, but think about what it is that we are communicating to our youth when we're saying, this is good for our city, but not in my neighborhood. Think about what it is we are communicating when we have an accessible trail and other amenities ready to be used, and we pass them by because of an inconvenience to a minuscule population of our city. Our youth looks to us as to how to act and react. What message do we want to send to them? See, any teacher can say their first year of teaching is an eye-opening experience, but mine changed my life. And if everyone lets it, this can change theirs. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mix. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to close the citizen comment. Thank you all for your comments. Move on to item C1, presentation of the Mayor's Veto of Common Council Action on March 17th to proceed with the development of Kayla's Playground at Fleming Park with the condition that it is approved by Milwaukee County. That, in essence, is the settlement substance of the motion that I have vetoed. It was passed on March 17th. The veto is issued pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 6209, paragraph 8, sub C, and by 19-5 of the Municipal Code. Attached to your packet and very well publicized was the text of my narrative, which, by the way, is required by state law and by municipal ordinance. The sum and substance of my veto is very, very, very simple. This project needs to move forward. It needs to move forward now to meet the schedule. The schedule is well past due, and with the issue with Victory of the Lamb, we're now behind schedule. I have no disrespect for Milwaukee County. As a matter of fact, we've got Joint Supervisor Taylor is here. I've had many conversations with the supervisor that represents the area that Fleming Park is in. Steve, I'm going to speak for you. They're all 100% behind this project. 100%. They are three county supervisors out of a board of 19. We have no clue how long it's going to take to get this passed. I know that Supervisor Taylor, Supervisor Borkowski, and I'm sure Supervisor Staskunas will be all over this. But it's an unknown. Who knows how long it's going to take? Which politician in the Milwaukee County Courthouse is going to say, I don't particularly like Franklin, or I don't like the way Steve Taylor combs his hair today. Oh, sorry, Steve.
I got here.
I see that. We don't know what's going to happen in Milwaukee County Courthouse. We can accomplish this at Fleming Park, I have no doubt. But I don't have any clue when it would happen. It's an unknown because it takes it out of control of the city. We have lots of opportunities in the city to accomplish this on our own. I can pick up the phone or walk downstairs and tell this under authority of the Common Council, of course, tell the city engineer to move dirt. And by gosh, he moved dirt. I can tell the plan staff to get going on a certified survey map. And that can happen quickly. We don't have that assurance with the county. And again, it's no disrespect. It's another political organization. It'd be similar if we had to get MMSD approval, or DOT approval, or DNR approval. It just doesn't work. So that's the sum and substance of my veto. I don't need to say anything more. I know that there's a document that's been circulated, signed by Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Wilhelm in rebuttal of my veto. So to that, I'll go to the Alderman Schmidt and ask him to rebut my veto. Alderman Schmidt.
Mr. Mayor, may I have the floor for a minute?
Alderman Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, if we go through with this, we're going to be driving a wedge through this community. We're going to be driving a wedge through this council. Let your actions speak louder than your words. Do it for these people out here. Let's take another look at this. Now, two of our alderpersons last Tuesday requested that we look at the top three sites and get accurate information. The information we've been receiving to base our decisions on are nothing more than estimates, and quite frankly, I don't believe they're all accurate. Let's take a step back on this. Show us some leadership. Withdraw your veto and let us set a special meeting. Now, we're always in a hurry. We were in a hurry last Tuesday. Well, here we are again, another week later that's been lost. Let's take our time. Several people out here said, take a step back. And they were the experts that are with other Kayla's type playgrounds. They said, take a step back. Put this in the right place. Get your ducks in a row. Compare things. We've got people making accusations about the sirens. We have no factual data in front of us. Yeah, I know they're loud. How loud are they in there? Let's get some information. Let's take a step back. Let's do this the right way for the long term. I request that you withdraw your veto and we set a special meeting to review the top three park locations with solid data and we go forward from there.
Thank you, Alderman. At this point, if you reread the motion that was made Tuesday evening, I have no choice. I have no choice. My hands are tied. Supervisor Taylor and I and Borkowski and the administration of the Parks Commission are moving on Wednesday.
Anytime a motion's made...
Alderman Mayor.
Thank you. Anytime a motion's made, if we have another special meeting, that can be altered or changed or reworded correctly. I agree. It's not the perfect motion. I would be more than happy, since I was a seconder, I'd be more than happy to go along with the adjustments of that. But that can be discussed in open forum at a special meeting. We don't have to take this drastic step that's going to cause irreparable damage.
I have to address one of the things that you said, that we're driving a wedge. And I've talked to the folks on Evergreen Street. I don't know that anybody notices this, but I have never, ever stated my preference to a park site, ever, except for a very small number of people who have not disclosed it. Sit here and accuse me of driving a wedge is just absolutely inappropriate. The purpose of this veto is merely to put the project back on the table so we can talk about it.
Let's do that.
Then I would urge you to sustain my veto, and then we'll talk about it as item two. Consideration of the Common Council being subject to Mayor's veto. Request for staff direction to proceed with development of Kayla's crew. That's exactly the purpose. Sustain my veto, then we'll talk about the sites. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I thought that was a nice gesture on Alderman Mayor's part to request that you pull your veto. This could have been handled a much, much different way, and I wish you would have done. I have just recently learned that there was additional information on the noise
that the mayor would not allow us to bring forward tonight, and I think that's wrong. We had asked the fire department to give us a sound reading and had this information available, but our mayor would not let you have the information. He also would not let us put anything in the council packet as far as the rebuttal. It was denied. Two aldermen can request that. Two aldermen signed that. The motions, or the items before you, lock this council so tight that we're forced to agree with a veto that accuses us of not considering your feelings, your money, your time, and your efforts. Everyone who knows that we were trying to make the right decision knows that that veto is not correct. And the rebuttal statement is fairly well written, if anyone took the time to read it. If the mayor had reasonable and kinder words within his rebuttal, or could have just asked the council, could we reconsider this? We wouldn't be dividing us here today. So, the motion, if we sustain the mayor's veto, the opportunity for him to go ask Milwaukee County on Wednesday, which we've already lost the time, we could have done that and picked up the phone on Wednesday morning and tried to get a meeting done. So we're losing a week just because of the veto and holding this meeting. We might have had a simple answer or a time frame. That motion, apparently according to the city attorney, might also take the Lions Legend alternative off. And I think that's debatable because that motion to me still stands there. Then it brings us right back to where we were last Tuesday night. And then we have to do the same thing we have, which is select a site without a site plan to know if it even works. This is how we got here today. We tried to be very supportive of the victory of the Lamb Church site. Yet no one ever brought forward a site plan until it got kicked so far down the road. And then we realized, oh, this is challenging. This is expensive. Oh, this won't work. And now we're going in the same route. This is the same route the mayor wants us to take, is sustained by veto, let's start all over, let's pick a site, and then let's design it. That's just total backwards planning. You had people come up here and tell you about the process and the park commission recommendations and the planning, and we can do this fast, or we can do this right. I love this idea. I love this park, and it deserves special attention, not just cramming it in here as fast as we can get it done. You're going to end up with problems that you're not aware of if you don't do the site plan right. I am telling you, I have represented the 3rd District. I have lived in that area for 26 years. I know that area. I have been involved in every bit of Pleasant View Park, including the grant writing. Mayor Taylor can speak to my work on this. The road wouldn't even be there had I not pushed as hard as I did. So I know the complications. And when we went to put in that park, the park you say is ready to go, I told Pammy, we can put this road in, and we can put in one amenity, but we're not moving forward with the rest of the items in there until you figure out how to get another road in, because those people are going to be dealing with dangerous situation on their street, a one-way, dead-end street that you're going to cause all kinds of fires. If that road is blocked off, how are you going to get to your children if they get hurt on a piece of equipment? Are you going to get an ambulance over the Victory Creek, over the river? Let's think about this. I am asking my colleagues up here to override this veto. Let the mayor go to the meeting on Wednesday, come back with an update to this council, have a special council meeting on Thursday, and put the other options on the table if his update is very negative toward getting this going. I would be happy to have the mayor withdraw his veto. But as it stands, and how it makes the council members betray to this community, I cannot support something that says that I disregarded you, because that is not true. I've worked very hard on this. So I'm going to move to override the veto and move forward with the Wednesday meeting with the county, returning for a special meeting of the council on Thursday with an update and a review of the Legend Creek or Legend Park site, including the new addition of the Franklin Woods site that has just come to our attention, which might work. That leaves three options on the table, and staff can work and get some more detailed information and get some planning on that. That's my motion. It ends with the Franklin Woods.
Can I make one correction? The mayor didn't not
second.
Allow.
It actually means a second.
I know, but I just want to make sure that this is clear. It's not the fire department's fault or anybody else's fault. The mayor did not allow the material. It was a point of order, and it wasn't completed in the correct time. The statement was made that the mayor didn't allow sound information to be submitted from the fire department. That's not correct. The information was not prepared and ready for distribution at this time, but it does point to the fact that we need that information.
We have a motion on the floor.
Actually, we don't. We don't have a second. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Under discussion. First of all, Mr. City Attorney, does this meeting count as a meeting of the County Council?
Yes.
Does this then negate the ability to reconsider the motion made Tuesday evening on Thursday?
I believe that the municipal code provides for reconsideration at the next regular meeting of the common council.
And of course, we're not in the council chamber, so we don't have a statute book with us.
Google it.
And we're not authorized for internet in the building. So, you know. Well, that. Just know that's an issue. And actually, I'll go back under discussion and remind everyone that the purpose of this veto is to untie my hands and allow this council to review the options. That is the purpose of the veto, regardless of... That is the purpose of the veto. Plain and simple. Not subterfuge. I have nothing against the folks on Evergreen. I have not offered my preferred site, but I have offered the Common Council another park site. Not perfect, none of these are, but it works. But I can't discuss it until the motion comes off the floor. Of course, Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess I need an opinion from the city attorney on why the question of reconsideration of motion was brought up. Can you please clarify? My motion didn't say anything about reconsidering. It just said review of the Legend Park site.
Well, he didn't make the request I did, so I will tell you why I did that. I did that because it seems like you're willing to take your Tuesday motion off and reconsider it.
No, that wasn't the intent of my motion.
Now I'm really confused, because that's exactly what you said would happen Thursday.
Maybe I should restate my motion.
That'd be great.
As I might have misspoken.
Madam Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, maybe the clerk could read back what she has so I can compare it to my notes. Because I think when I said Legend When I said Legend Motion, I meant Legend Park. So.
Alderman Wilhelm moved to override the mayor's veto. Further move to move forward with a meeting between the mayor and Milwaukee County on Wednesday and return for a special meeting on Thursday and further review of Legend Park site, including the new addition of Franklin Woods site.
Is that your motion?
There was a couple things that got twisted, but it was pretty close, and that was good.
I go back to my original point.
Your original point was that I wanted to redo the motion. My original thing was review of the Legend Park site. So it's included in our review of all the sites. So you have the meeting with the county, the review of that meeting, when you would update the council and everyone in the audience on what happened at that meeting. And then we would have discussion of the Legend Park site to see if that is still a viable site, because there are other areas in that site that have been discussed since the last meeting instead of right next to the fire station. So that's not a redo of the motion, it's a review of the site. And then the other part is adding the Franklin Woods site, which was sent to me in an email that has not been brought forward. So that's three separate. And that it's not much different than agreeing that we disregarded the citizens and then going forward with the other sites that are on here, which we've already eliminated most of them at the previous meeting. So there shouldn't be any reason why we couldn't move forward on this, except it just seems to me you just don't want to work with the county. You don't want to do that. So I guess...
There's an old Chinese philosopher once said, his name was Tao. His statement was, those who know don't speak. Those who speak don't know. I have a meeting Wednesday morning with the county. I was told that I didn't do anything until today. Those who speak don't know. Those who know don't speak. Alderman Schmidt.
I would like to try to set the record somewhat straight as the maker of the original motion last Thursday. I do have concerns over being portrayed in the course of the veto as us being uncaring and unsympathetic towards Caitlin's group. We did sit through a very long vetting of the various parks last Tuesday, and we did narrow it down ultimately to three. It was Fleming Park, Pleasant View, and Legend Park. Now, the motion was made for Pleasant View at the top, and it did not carry a second, and therefore it died. As the next alternative, I brought forward Fleming Park, and I kind of resent the implication that this was political, because I, after listening to all the pros and cons from Kayla's crew's followers on what the priorities were on selecting a site, and this is why I chose Fleming Park. Number one, accessibility. Number two, visibility. Number three, low noise impact. Four, spacious area for playground development. Five, the existing pavilion. Six, minimal impact on neighboring residents. And seven, cost effectiveness of developing Fleming Park in relationship to the other potential sites. So I am dumbfounded that, yes, the main objection was that, well, we have to deal with Milwaukee County. Well, I would like to ask Mr. Zimmerman, how did he develop the Rock Sports Complex, since it is built on county property, and he's a private businessman? So it does appear that the county is willing to work with Franklin. And I do think that with our support of the county supervisors, that we can get this done in a relatively timely manner. So that's why I still support vetoing this, because I, am really dumbfounded to be portrayed as being unsympathetic and uncaring towards this project.
Mr. City Attorney.
Only when the clerk read back the motion and I digested each point, procedurally, I'm afraid that might be having your cake and eating it too, because the primary focus is the mayoral veto. The motion is to override the veto, and that motion passes, the status quo of council action remains. So whatever was decided last Tuesday remains, but then the motion adds on, even though it's supposed to remain as is, these extra steps. And if those in any way change anything from last Tuesday, I don't think that's appropriate. And from a reconsideration standpoint, the municipal code does allow for reconsideration of motions at the next regular council, which would be April 7th.
I'm going to make a statement, and it's going to irritate some people. Some people get happy. It doesn't matter, because it's true. If Fremming Park was in play a year ago and having to transfer to the city, so it was a city-owned park, when we could properly work it through the county channels without a time constraint, put it in the budget for maintenance, it's another 16 acres of grass and baseball, potentially. We'll talk about that Wednesday. I would have been all for it. But there's a deadline to this project, and it's not manufactured. I had one person tell me, oh, all deadlines are manufactured. There's a reason for it. You heard the gentleman from Kenosha say their build is a week earlier than Kayla's group. Kayla's crew is next on the same builder's schedule. And in order for them to meet that schedule, they've got to have the design. Alderwoman Wilhelm appropriately points out, you need a site plan. But how do you do a site plan when you don't have a site? It's common sense, folks. I'm all for working for the county. We're going to get together. You're buying coffee, Steve. We're going to get together. We're going to talk about this and other issues. Because there's other opportunities for Fremming Park. But let's get this playground done. You know, everything's a battle up here, and it doesn't have to be. You sustain the veto, and then we talk about the other sites. Plain and simple. If you don't want to have any site done today, then don't vote for any site. But don't handcuff me and the staff by saying we've got to go and get this done at Fremming Park. It's absurd. Alderman Schmidt brings up Mr. Zimmerman. I can't let you speak, Mike, but I'm sure that that whole plan took a lot longer than 45 days. You can nod up and down or left or right, whatever you want. I'm sure it took longer than 45 days. Why would you do this to Kayla's crew and the citizens of the city of Franklin when you have another viable alternative that's not Pleasant View Park? So, Kristen, you can have your friends be happy with you, which is fine. It's appropriate. But you can get this project going. You fight me at every turn. That's fine. That's your prerogative. But the plan is, sustain the veto, put them all back on the table, let's talk about it. If you don't like any of them, don't vote for any of them, and we're still at the same spot. I still go see Steve on Wednesday. We move forward. We can talk about this again next Tuesday or the Tuesday following, but again, we're putting the schedule back. It's a council decision. I stand by my reasons in the veto. Alderwoman Mayer.
I don't appreciate the fact that you are standing by the reasons in the veto, because it really is disrespectful to the council. When I first went to Kayla's crew to ask them if they would.
Thank you.
Want to partner with the city of Franklin on this project. This is supposed to be really simple. Mm-hmm. We knew that we were on a short time scale.
scale of time frame back in June. What I don't understand is why we're still where we were then. Actually, back then, we actually did have a site. But no one ever worked on it to figure out if it was actually a legitimate site until a month ago. Why?
It was worth it.
There was very little time that those that the cable's crew was on the agenda. When I recall talking about the all-inclusive playground, it was all in regards to the TIF districts in that area and that kind of thing. We have no site plan. An impact fee study has not even been accomplished on that. It's a three-month process. It should have been done and decided to do 2 weeks after we agreed that we were going to partner with Kayla's Drawings. Because it has to be done for this park, no matter where it goes. I'm really frustrated with the fact that you stand by your reasons. You could have softened it a little bit or made it make a little bit more sense. But we are here because there was a lack of leadership on your part in moving this project forward in just building a playground. That's all I wanted. It's all Shelley wanted. It's what the council wanted. And we are nowhere closer to where we were then. I want these people to understand the frustration that we are now facing because you're trying to put the blame on somebody else that we chose wrong, that they chose wrong. I wasn't even there to choose. I had sent out a letter to the aldermen for their decision-making last Tuesday. And I just had a couple of points on there. This was supposed to be a very simple park. Didn't need to be complicated with everything else that was on somebody else's vision. I had a couple of choices of mine that I thought would work. Fremming Park was actually one of them because it did hit all the points that were necessary as far as noise, accessibility, something that a regional park would be appropriate for. And I also put in there that I would respect the Common Council's decision because I knew that it was going to be very difficult. I don't believe that we needed to be in this position last Tuesday. We could have had this conversation 6 months ago because we could have known that Victory of the Land wasn't going to work. I would actually appreciate it if you could just rescind your comment about sticking by those things because it's offensive to me. I support the list crew. I am one of the 1,600. Okay.
For the record,
so am I.
Okay. You did ask a legitimate question. Why did we get to where we are today, and why didn't... Why are we where we are today, and why don't we have a site plan for Victory of the Lamb? And it's very simple. The issues dealing with the site with Victory of the Lamb and changes required there caused us this problem. And Alderman, you were in most of those meetings, so...
I was in most of those meetings this month. Maybe the end of February. I should have been in those meetings in October.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay, well,
but it was tied up with the relationship with Victory Lamb, who, by the way, mm-hmm. have taken some shots on the internet, wholly undeserved. They've been nothing but great for this project. Phenomenal for this project. So, okay.
So again, the net is, the net on the, regardless of personal feelings, the net of the veto is simply to put them all back on the table. It's the bottom line. So, Madam Clerk.
Is to override the veto, that will make the original motion stand.
Correct.
Except Alderwoman Wilhelm's motion included additional things in there, and if somebody would like to override the veto but not be in favor of the other items, there should be a motion to override the veto and then a subsequent motion to do whatever it is that you'd like to do after the original motion is back.
Well, it's pretty simple that I can just break my motion into two motions.
So first, you need to withdraw your original motion.
Okay. Well, right now, we have a motion on the floor, and rather than withdraw, I'll amend the motion.
Well, hold on a sec. Let the clerk catch up here.
Oh, I'm caught up.
All right. We can't do it easy, folks.
If the clerk ran the city, we'd be top notch. So my motion was to override the veto, and then I guess you can stop it right there in the second motion. It would apply, that would come into place with the rest of the items. And I just want to make clarification that was my amendment to the motion, was to stop it. I just want to make a clarification that overriding the veto does not prevent us from moving forward. It makes a statement that we disagree, that we disregarded you. What we're voting on is not a site. It's not this plan or that plan or anything. The motion, if you look at the agenda item, it says it is just exactly for the veto alone. That's the only thing we're voting on at this point, is just the veto. If we agree that the mayor's veto is in place.
Okay. I don't want to be argumentative, but the motion that was approved Tuesday evening, and let's be clear about this, Alderman Schmidt moved to proceed with the development of Kayla's playground at Fremming Park, contingent upon approval by Milwaukee County. We are moving forward with Fremming Park until such time as it may not happen. So that's an uncertainty. So I just want to be clear about that. Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Schmidt, I ask you to consider the legal wisdom of your city attorney and fashion your motion if you choose to override my veto by making a motion to proceed with the development of Kayla's playground at Fremming Park with the condition that it's approved by Milwaukee County, notwithstanding the objections of the mayor. That would be the appropriate motion. It achieves what you do, but it's legal. There is a motion on the floor. I'm suggesting that you change it to that motion.
And after we vote on this motion, depending on if it stands or not, I can then add in my second motion to have you move forward and have a special meeting and add review of Legend Park in the different areas and add Franklin Woods. Correct? Is there going to be a legal reason why I can't make a statement?
You can certainly do that, but your prior motion was to move forward with Fremming Park.
Right. There's no conflict with by breaking up my motion with the second part.
No, there was no. Certainly welcome to do whatever you choose. That's fine. Right. I'm just telling you, it doesn't make sense.
And so what would happen would be you would go to the county and find an answer.
I'm going anyway.
And come to a meeting on Thursday and update us, and then we could then discuss the other sites at that time. Do you disagree? I need some clarification. You could just
you're making life so difficult here. The motion.
Or you can let the motion go, and it would just get moved forward. You just don't want it to happen.
You want me to talk to the county. I've agreed to do that, and I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Supervisor Taylor's got to go take the temperature of his 18 other supervisors, right? Mm-hmm. Because now you want to have an answer by Thursday, Steve. She wants an answer by Thursday as to whether this is going to happen. Okay?
No, it was an update, not an answer.
Okay, I'll go for that. So an update on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we'll get together. But at what point do we now start discussing other sites when we're working in good faith with the county on one site? I just want to be clear about what we're doing here. And I don't want to be spending any more staff time on other sites if you want Fleming Park. If you want Fleming Park, that's fine. So you want Fleming Park, and let's move on. If you want to talk about the other ones, then you sustain the veto, and we talk about all the other ones. And I'll still go have the meeting with the county. There's a motion on the floor.
Or you could proceed.
Then we're back to where we are. Folks, this is the way it goes. Mr. City Attorney.
I understand the motion was suggested to be amended. Therefore, the amended motion, I don't believe that the original alderman seconding the original motion has indicated any answer with acceptability of that amendment or anybody else seconding it.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Schmidt did second the amendment to the motion. However, the amended motion is not on the floor. The amendment to the motion is on the floor. If the amendment is approved, then the amended motion is on the floor.
So, for all of you in the audience.
That was simple.
I'll call the question on the amendment to the motion.
Motion has been called. Is there support for the call of the question?
Oh.
The question has been called. All those in favor of calling the question, need a second to the motion to call.
Clarification. This is the amendment, or this is to override the veto?
This is to call a question.
I need a second to call a question.
Well, I got to know what I'm calling the question on before I want
to call. Stop talking.
No.
There's a motion to call a question. Is there a second to the motion to call a question? Hearing none, motion to call the question fails. We're still under discussion of the amendment to the motion, which is to separate the question. Who wants to work with who here, folks?
Mayor, I think
Alderman Wilhelm.
I don't think the council understood what just happened. So there was a motion made. The motion was amended.
Alderwoman, with due respect, Madam City Clerk.
Okay.
Initially, Alderman Wilhelm made a motion to override the mayor's veto and move forward with the meeting between the mayor and the county and return to a special meeting and include review of Legend Park and the new Franklin Woods site. That was seconded. After there was discussion about what can happen with a veto, she moved to amend her motion just to override the mayor's veto. So she took out all that extra stuff. Alderman Schmidt seconded her amendment, so they're changing that original motion. Now, she moved to call the question, which basically says, let's stop what we're talking about and move on. that failed, so now they can continue talking. Right now, what they have to vote on is the amendment. So she's going to keep her amendment to that original motion. All they're going to vote on is amending that first wording to say we're going to override the veto. If that passes with four votes, I'm sorry, that's...
That's true.
No, this is the amendment.
Then the motion on the floor is to override the mayor's veto, which needs four votes. I probably kind of added to the confusion.
All right. So here's the motion. There was an original motion. We're going to amend that. So all those in favor of amending the motion to now, after this, make it two motions. What did I do on TV? See, you know, again, I go back to my distinguished colleagues. All you have to do is sustain the veto, and then we could have done nothing, and we'd be right where we're at. We'd do exactly what Alderman Wilhelm wants, and we could move on. But we're not there. So we'll fight through all of this, and we'll make it happen somehow. So the discussion is on the amendment of the motion to separate it to be override the mayor's veto, and then a future motion on stuff. Yes or no? I'm okay.
The motion to amend was to change the motion to simply say move to override the mayor's veto.
Thank you. So it just changes the motion. So all those in favor of the motion to amend the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Now, we're back to ground zero.
We're back to original.
No. Now, but the original motion now is to veto the...
Motion to override the veto is the motion on the floor right now.
Discussion of that motion. And again, to make it legal, I would suggest that you utilize the services of a well-paid, highly educated, and skilled city attorney and do what's on the paper. Alderman May.
I just want to make sure that everybody knows what we're vetoing here. These are the reasons the mayor is vetoing these. Significant and adverse effect on the timeline for the project, which has been discussed for more than 18 months. The mayor talked a minute ago about Chinese proverb, where those that know speak and communicate. This 18-month timeline was brought to us a month or two ago. We didn't know about the 18-month timeline. Disregard to the people and businesses, many of whom are Franklin constituents, who have donated more than $200,000 toward the project with the expectation of a timely completion of the project within the city with support of the county council. We've supported this as much as we've known about it. We didn't know about anything beyond that, and we certainly appreciate and respect the $200,000 donation. We're also matching that with several hundred thousand dollars more. Disregard, which also means disrespect. Disregard, disrespect. So you're saying we're disrespectful. Disregard for commitments made by the Common Council and Kayla's crew for support and assistance. We don't know who made these commitments. If it's somebody up on this Common Council, tell us. Because this Common Council has not made these commitments. We plan to work with Kayla's crew all along. Disregard for the advice given by four special education professionals employed by Franklin Public Schools with special expertise and training in working with children for whom the playground is dedicated. We did not disregard them. We listened to them and paid close attention to them, and they were part of our consideration. We also requested the same information for the other site, which we did not receive. Disregard for proper development and use of assets properly owned and managed by the city. I'm not sure what that means. Disregard to more than 1,600 voices of those in our community who share the goals of Kayla's crew in bringing the community together to share experience in harmonious, caring, and fun environment. Again, this is information, 1,600 voices. First time I heard that, it was that support was on here when I saw the veto. The action removes control from the city and places it with Milwaukee County government, causing uncertainty in the project timeline and project viability and fundraising efforts. It was never the intention to put it in Milwaukee County's hands. This was going to be the least of Milwaukee, a 99-year lease, or a deed of Milwaukee County land to Franklin. If that didn't work, the deal was off and we were back to another site. But that's what the intention of this was, for ownership, basically, of Franklin. Adds increased area of our park system without a corresponding budget for maintenance and repair and replacement. That's going to happen anywhere. Disregard for the financial impact of the decision. Yet tonight's, one of tonight's recommendations on the bottom is several hundred thousand dollars, even more than this. We didn't have the numbers to even compare the finances. We had projections where everything was basically the same. If we need a pavilion here, well, it's going to be $300,000 there, so it's the same here. All projections. I know our staff works very hard, and they do a very good job, but we didn't have the, they didn't have the time to make accurate projections for which we could base our decision. And our decision had to be last Tuesday night. We did request, like I said, let's look at the three top ones and get the top, including Pleasant View, and let's get the information we need to make a decision for the long term of this future and make a Kayla's playground that we can all be proud of for a long, long time. So what we're, if we veto this tonight, we're not talking about Friendly Park or Pleasant View Park. We're talking about these accusations about the council up here.
Thank you,
Alderman
Mayor.
I move to call the question on the motion to override the veto so we can move on.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to call the question signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, please read the motion.
Alderman Wilhelm moved to override the mayor's veto, seconded by Alderman Schmidt.
Any other discussion?
I'm going to call the question.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. City Attorney. Roll call, please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Vote is 4-2 and the motion carries. So the veto is overridden.
I make a second motion to move forward with the Wednesday meeting with the county returning for a special meeting of the council on Thursday or as so can be scheduled by this, the clerk. And also have on the agenda the review of the Legend Park site and the Franklin Woods site.
Is there a second to that motion? Sorry? Alderman Mayer. I'm going to take this opportunity, my good friend Alderman Mayer.
Is there a
second? Yes, there is a second. Alderman Mayer asked who made the commitments. I'll point everybody to the July 15, 2014 Common Council meeting. Item G3, titled All Accessible, All Inclusive Playground and Park Nature Center. There's two motions in this agenda item. First one was Alderwoman Suzanne Mayer moved to direct staff to proceed with negotiations to provide use, financing, and development plans and agreements and acquisitions necessary for the development of an all-accessible, all-inclusive playground and park nature center as generally presented by the staff at July 15, 2014 Common Council meeting and return the results thereof to the Common Council when ready for final consideration by the Council. It was seconded by Alderman Schmidt. All voted aye. Motion carried unanimously. Following that, Alderwoman Suzanne Mayer moved to state that the Common Council hereby expresses its full support for all accessible, all-inclusive playground and park nature center general concept as presented. Was seconded by Alderwoman Wilhelm. Upon voice vote, unanimous aye. That, to me, represents a very substantial commitment, an incontrovertible commitment by this Common Council. This group. Alderman Mayer.
And I would ask, when did we receive that information that Alderwoman Mayer requested on July 15th, the financing and the rest of the timetable?
March 3rd.
No time.
March the 3rd.
March the 3rd. This month, 2 weeks ago. And that was the financing, that was the whole thing. And furthermore, back then, it was still at Victory of the Lamb.
Okay. So, we have a motion on the floor to instruct us to do all kinds of things. Madam Clerk?
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to proceed with the meeting between the mayor and Milwaukee County on Wednesday.
Excuse me, I didn't direct exactly the mayor into that. I just said
the forward. Mayor moved to move. Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to move forward with the meeting between the mayor and Milwaukee County on Wednesday, and return for a special meeting on Thursday. And review the Legend Park site and the Franklin Woods site. Seconded by Alderwoman Mayer.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Please speak in a little louder.
Clarify a little bit more.
Thank you.
The Thursday or whenever that special meeting would be, that we would discuss, you know, the findings that the mayor has to update us on that meeting. So it's not just going to, that kind of made it sound like it was just going to discuss Legends and the new one, Franklin Woods.
I didn't think of that way.
Believe
me, I didn't think of that.
Since you're going to speak about Franklin Park during the meeting with the county, I just want to point out some things that haven't been brought up about traffic since traffic was brought up regarding the Pleasant View site. And that is that previously residents at Cardinal Heights and Autumn Ridge condos expressed concerns about increased traffic with a proposed 102-unit apartment complex. There are also no sidewalks from Forest Hill to 51st Street. That is in front of Farming Park. The current sidewalk that exists in front of the high school on 51st Street is on the east side of 51st Street and on the west side. Also, I did mention at our last meeting that we would need to possibly increase the parking lot at Farming Park. So those costs need to be discussed. Also, an enhanced crosswalk would need to be discussed for the Farming Park area. Traffic impact on 51st and Drexel expands to 51st and Pugh, and the traffic flow from workers leading the business park impacts the area in front of Farming Park. Pleasant View was originally intended to be a residential neighborhood with a subdivision that goes, has traffic that goes all the way through before that park was, parkland was donated or purchased. So I just would like you to consider the impact of coming from during the discussion.
Mr. City Engineer, do you hear that? Mr. City Engineer, did you hear that?
I did.
Okay, good. Okay, there's a motion on the floor to have me do all kinds of things and have another meeting Thursday. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to set 6:30 p.m. in the council chambers. But you called me. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.